So let's focus our attention now out at NASREC, the ANC's National Executive Committee meeting. This was preceded earlier by a meeting on Sunday of the National Working Committee. Lots of speculation about what the meeting will discuss. The one thing we do know for certain is that President Cyril Ramaphosa has recused himself from that NEC meeting. Some criticism of that by former President Thabo Mbeki and others, as I understand it. But let's get the latest. Thabiso Gorbe is a journalist at The Witness and joins us now on 702 Drive. Thabiso, good afternoon and welcome. Tell us, first of all, what's actually come out of the NEC meeting, if anything at all, or is it all very much behind closed doors?
Hi, John. Well, as you've mentioned, it is raining heavily in Johannesburg, and it's no different here at the NEC. It has been raining since we got here in the morning. So what has happened is we are not seeing those little small breaks or caucus breaks outside the venue by NEC members. So everyone has pretty much been indoors. So what has happened is that today we've only had one briefing. As we have mentioned before, that media access to ANC members has been limited. So we only had one briefing from the ANC national spokesperson, Pule Mabe, who told us that the president did ask to recuse himself. Now, he did say that there were members of the party who asked that President Cyril Ramaphosa does stay since he is an ANC NEC member. However, it was finally decided that he does recuse himself. But he did give a political oversight or political report. As you know, all ANC NEC members need to be opened by the party president of the day, which President Cyril Ramaphosa is. After that, John, I can tell you that there was a media photo op opportunity. This is standard practice for just the media to see who is there and get pictures. It was unfortunately cut short due to load shedding. So at the moment, there is a bit of load shedding. The meeting, the ANC-NEC meeting, was scheduled to finish at 3:30 today. But we're obviously, due to the load shedding, we are expecting that it might finish later on the day. Fule Mabe did say that what they're planning to do here today is actually brief members of parliament. Is that what's going to happen here today is to brief the members of parliament on how they should vote, on how they should debate tomorrow's proceedings in parliament when the Section 89 independent panel report is discussed.
So obviously the ANC caucus is waiting to be briefed. I'd heard that was scheduled for 6 o'clock. Do you have a sense, Thabiso, whether those MPs are going to be kept waiting and possibly waiting well into the evening?
Well, it does look like it's going to be that sort of day, John. We have been sharing from party insiders about what is happening from inside, and it does seem to be, these are very, intense discussions, and it does seem to be, a divide in terms of what the next step should be. I will say that, John, this ANC special meeting is taking place on the 5th of December, which is 9 years to the day that former ANC President Nelson Mandela died. And Fule Mabe did say, there was an outreaching or invoking for the spirit of Mandela for unity within the party. So what is going to happen today is that Fule Mabe says after they finish deliberating, the ANC Treasurer General, Paul Mashatile, will brief the media about what the decisions are. And he's saying that the media, unlike last Friday, is not going to have access to other ANC NEC members.
Right.
Because he said that what usually happens is that because everyone is an individual, you ask one person, they'll tell you this, and you ask one person, they'll tell you another thing. So he's saying that only Paul Mashatile will be allowed to brief the media today once the ANC NEC is finished deliberating.
Thanks very much, Thabiso Gorbe.